Blackstone Audio presents
Force of Nature
by Suzanne Brockman. This book is read by Patrick Lawler and Melanie Eubank.
Prologue. It was a hot, humid night. A sweaty night. A night exactly like hundreds of other hot, sweaty Saturday nights in Sarasota, Florida. The moon was nearly full and it made the Gulf sparkle. The beautiful fine white sand of Crescent Beach seemed to glow. As he walked toward the crowd gathered at the southernmost lifeguard station on the public beach, some of that sand shifted into one of Detective Rick Alvarado's black dress shoes, where it was significantly less beautiful. "Over here," Bobby D'Onofrio called, as if Rick could have missed his bald head gleaming in the searchlights that had been set to illuminate the crime scene. He was standing with wiry Johnny Olson, who could have been the department's best detective if he'd cut back on his drinking. "About time you showed up." It had been only 15 minutes since Rick got the call. He'd made good time on the road, but there was never any point in arguing with D'Onofrio. "Any witnesses?" he asked.
"None so far," Johnny said, turning toward him. He whistled. "Nice suit, kid."
"We caught you in the middle of a hot date or something, huh?" D'Onofrio asked.
"Or something," Rick responded, unwilling to rub their noses in the fact that they, unlike the other members of the detective squad, hadn't been invited to Martell Griffin's party for passing the bar exam at the Columbia restaurant out on St. Armand's Circle, which was where Rick had been just 15-16 minutes ago, listening to the salsa band his own father put together with only a few hours' notice when the club's regular musicians got stranded at the Key West airport, flirting with a pretty blonde teacher on vacation from Ohio, celebrating his best friend's well-deserved success. It was where Rick had been enjoying himself, before D'Onofrio had called him in to translate, even though Laura Newsom, who spoke fluent Spanish, was among the uniformed officers on the scene. "Why am I here?" Rick kept his voice even as he gazed at the heavy-set detective, but he knew his annoyance showed in his eyes.
"Because the victim's sister don't speak bueno English, and the last thing we need is another weeping female."
D'Onofrio rolled his eyes toward a woman who was, no doubt, the sister. She'd collapsed in the sand, several of the uniforms keeping her back so that the crime scene photographer could finish taking pictures of the body sprawled on the beach.
"One is bad enough."
That was crap. Newsom was one of the few women on the force, which meant she'd worked 20 times harder to get there than any of the men. Compassionate, yet firm, capable of kicking ass when she had to, she was a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?